everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
We called it Backup Quarterback Sunday. Maybe it's Hostile Takeover Sunday. What Kyle Allen does for Carolina, what Daniel Jones does for New York, and what New York could have done for Saquon, a cart, one of those little roly boots maybe. Also, Baker, what are you doing? Run it in. We got a steal here and a steal here, and you're running right up the alley. Right up the alley. There we go.
In the ball.
You guys want to start with Kyle Allen or you want to start with Daniel Jones? Frank's face right now. He's about to shiv me for not starting with. All right, look, you and Gettleman doing a Vince McMahon walk today about Daniel Jones. Let's start there. How he pulled it off, how he won everybody over. An 18-point comeback. Giants hadn't done that in 70 years. 4 touchdowns, 2 passing, 2 rushing in the debut. Only second player in league history to do that. And then the fourth down, game go-aheader, which turned into the game winner because Tampa missed the kick. Frank, we'll start with you. How did this happen? What does it mean? What impressed you most about Daniel Jones?
Well, Tony, even if that kick goes through and Tampa Bay wins, let's remember, 3 minutes to go in the game, you're 75 yards away from the go-ahead score, and he marched them down the field. And on the fourth down play, he did something that Eli Manning is not going to be able to do, run like that and get to the end zone. 2 throwing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. For a first time out, he was outstanding.
Okay, but let's get to the big headline. What does it mean for the Giants?
You know, come on. Their defense was terrible. The kicker for Tampa Bay missed a field goal, 2 extra points.
This is incredible,
so they that game.
We're going to take away your New York privilege. You got to tell me this is the new era. You have to tell me everything is different now.
It absolutely is the start of a new era, but it's one game. And if he was poor in the one game, that shouldn't mean that his career is going to be terrible. Just like now, we shouldn't put him into the Hall of Fame. But the last play, the last drive of that game, that to me tells you that maybe he can be special.
You're going to lose your New York privileges. Frank from Montclair, you're going to lose your New York privileges. Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
You got to be excited. Come on, Frank. Look what this kid just did. You just pointed out a 75-yard drive. You didn't know he was athletic enough to run in 2 scores. You didn't know he could could drop dimes like that on people all the way down the field. You didn't know he was going to have a performance like that. You were trying to run Gettleman out of town just a few months ago after the
Give
draft.
It to him, KB. Give it to him. So what does it mean? Does it mean anything for the Giants, or is it just 1 week?
It is 1 week, but it means you've got hope going into week 2, that you've got a quarterback for the future.
Woody Page,
absolutely.
What did you see from Daniel Jones?
Hope. I think that's the most important word, hope. There's finally hope for the Giants. Frank would rather talk about a Tampa Bay kicker that missed a couple of field goals and a couple of extra points. You got to talk about the poise, the leadership, the athleticism that he showed yesterday. When he walked into the huddle and said, let's bleeping score, I mean, the players turned around and said, we haven't seen anything like this in years. And, I mean, the way he ran the football when it was wide open in front of him, unlike Baker Mayfield should have done, I think there. When you get Barkley back, he's going to be out for a while, when you get Barkley back and you put those two dynamic players in the backfield, Frank, you should be jumping up and down in Times Square, but you're acting like it's not that important. They haven't had a comeback like that since Alvin Barkley was vice president.
There we go. I don't know who that is, but maybe that's 70 years ago. Thank you, Woody Page. All right, George, I need to get back to Frank, but first, George Sedana.
Look, we've all learned that Frank takes the fun out of everything. And Frank, you were a great sports writer, but clearly you weren't a headline writer because that certainly didn't move anyone with what you said earlier. But here's the deal. You mentioned that Eli couldn't do that. You're right. And here's another thing Eli couldn't do. He was 0-44 in those situations, down 18 points. Daniel Jones is now 1-0 in that spot. He was pressured over half the times in the game and through 80% completion percentage in that game. So it wasn't just the preseason. This kid is showing, at least for one game in the regular season, he's got
Frank, back to you. Again, he didn't do a great job feeling the rush coming. I thought Shaq Barrett, once again, had a great game. The guy's going to be in the Pro Bowl before the end of the season. He did fumble the ball twice. When you talk about poise and leadership, I mentioned the final drive of the game. That's how you make your mark in the NFL, by game-winning drives like that. Falling behind by 18 is not the way you want to go into every game, but the way that he finished, that was terrific.
Right. Saquon Barkley, high ankle sprain, 4 to 8 weeks. That's because the Giants had him hopping off the field. No, not exactly. But, I mean, get the guy one of those rolly carts. How much do you think that hurts Jones' development going forward, Frank?
Well, remember, they did win the game without Saquon Barkley. Maybe in the long run, the fact that Barkley's not going to be out there, going to miss, like you said, 6 to 8 weeks, the wear and tear, maybe going into next season, will actually be better for them. I think it's good for Daniel Jones.
Okay.
It's all on
KB,
you right
you
now
see
and that offensive line.
Well, certainly that would be a nice comfort blanket for him, and is another reason you tip your hat to the job that he did the other day. But Frank's right. I mean, learning to play without another superstar weapon is going to be good for him down
the road. You know, I think I'm going to make tipping the hat now, since you're all not wearing hats. A banned word, Kevin Blackstone. Take it and go to the big hats. We'll move on. Rams 20, Browns 13. Play calling on Cleveland's fourth down early in the fourth quarter. And then the last minute drive. We're going to put the spotlight on that. This overhead cam, yeah, it looks really, really bad. He could have run it in, maybe, you think, but it closes up quick. But he's always rolling out right, Baker Mayfield. And you know, Damian Ratley is who he's looking for here at the end, not Odell Beckham. Not Jarvis Landry. Freddie Kitchens takes the blame, George, after the game. Do you see the Browns losing because of coaching mistakes or quarterbacking mistakes last night?
Clearly, quarterbacking mistakes is not the biggest issue on this team. It's coaching, Tony. Freddie Kitchens wasn't even a coordinator before they named him the head coach. You've got old assistants sitting there saying to the Cleveland media they were stunned that he was even hired as the head coach. You made monster mistakes down the stretch. Not even just rookie mistakes. This is the type of stuff that kids on Madden know how to do. You're not running a draw play on 4th and 9. You're absolutely running your running back when you're a yard or two away from the end zone. None of this stuff made sense yesterday. And by the way, the Browns are in deep trouble here, Tony. This schedule is not forgiving early on in the season.
Oh, don't steal Woody's material as he's going for 600 wins here. Look at the schedule, Woody Page. What did you see from Cleveland? Was it poor Mayfield or was it poor Kitchens?
Well, if you can't stand the Kitchens, George, get out of the heat. It was Mayfield as much as it was Kitchens. I mean, you gotta think about it. He held onto the ball too long. When he held it longer than 2.5 seconds before he threw, he was 5 of 18. The guy's supposed to be an athlete. He's supposed to move around, extend plays. Did we see that last night? No, not at all. The guy, Mayfield, seems to be regressing rather than progressing, as far as I'm concerned, because this was his worst throwing game since he's taken over as a starter there. You got to get, when you get that close to the goal line, you got to do more. As Tony pointed out, if you're going to just keep showing that you're only going to go one way, roll out, they're going to overprotect on that side, and you're not going to get anything done. He should have been running left, in my mind, and trying to find the tight end over there, and he didn't do it at the end. So, yes, Kitchens is to blame. Mayfield's to blame. An offensive line that's not
even
good.
Kevin Blackstone, what did you see?
They're not a very good team.
Yeah, I think it's shared blame. I mean, you look at Baker Mayfield, and you probably, if you watched that game, you saw more national commercials during the game than he had touchdowns. I mean, it was a very pedestrian effort by him at the end of the day, only 195 yards passing. You wonder, where's Odell Beckham when you need him on that last attempt to pull the game out? Didn't get the ball to him. But it's also got to be on Freddie Kitchens. I mean, the offense to me looks like it's a gunslinger offense simply because they have all those weapons, all those empty backfields, trying to throw the ball and just move the ball in a very predictable manner, given what you've assembled. They got to get back to a regular sort of offense to get there, I think, to get that team
going. Frank Isola.
They led the entire NFL in magazine covers and hype all throughout the summer. Now it's September. They've already lost twice at home. Baker Mayfield doesn't look like he's getting better. And Kevin mentioned, you have Landry, you have Odell Beckham. Get one of them the ball. And I think the question has to be asked. Everyone was ready for this organization to take that next big step. Do they have the right coach? And for him to sit there at the game and say, telling the media, you could write that it's my fault. Thanks, coach. We know that. 4th and 9, you're running a draw play. What do you think the Patriots are doing that with Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees are running a draw on 4th and 9? They're letting the quarterback make a play.
Wow, you guys are killing the Browns here. Is there anything to latch onto here, Sedano?
Mary Kate Cabot of Cleveland.com and CBS Sports Radio reported that the former offensive coordinator of this team felt that Kenny Zampezi, who was the quarterback's coach, was doing all the coaching here. He's the guy who helped Baker progress last season. And again, you're not seeing Freddie Kitchens do the stuff which you need to do, which is allow the kid to grow, teach him, coach him. It's on the coach here.
We'll move on. Chiefs 33, Ravens 28. Patrick Mahomes, Mahomesing, Lamar Jackson, Jacksoning. That onside drop kick, mesmerizing. But also that John Harbaugh failed on 3 2-point conversions this one. Woody, did Harbaugh play this one right?
Absolutely. I mean, people are coming down hard on him. The only way you could go into Kansas City, the way the Chiefs play, is to really, as he said, outscore them. I know that sounds very simplistic, but you got to take chances. You got to take every opportunity. You got to go for two. You got to drop kick on an onside kick. I think Harbaugh did as much as he possibly could. Lamar Jackson, let's face it, is not as good as Mahomes. He is getting there. He's getting better and better, but they're playing a great team and they're doing the most they possibly can. They're going to rebound this week. They're playing Cleveland, George, if you look at the schedule, at home.
JB?
Well, you pointed out that teams feel like they have to outscore Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, but you know what? They had a chance to do that, and they took points off the board. You never do that early in a game, take points off the board, which is what the Ravens did. And the other thing is, they didn't play the style of football that their roster is built for. That's a bruising team. That's a very physical team. And instead, they tried to get into the Kansas City style of play, which was up and down the field. That's not what they do. And that hurt them in the end.
They're going on the road, and they're facing the team that could be the best team in the AFC. So I don't have a problem that he was trying to be aggressive. I think for Lamar Jackson, though, 22 completions, 21 incompletions, he's going to have to be a lot better if they believe that they could be a team that can get to a Super Bowl. And let's give Patrick Mahomes. I get that he's already been the league MVP. What we're seeing, it's ridiculous, the numbers that he puts up. And with the ease he seems to do it, it's like, you know, Dan Marino reincarnated when he first started out in Miami.
George Sedano.
Tony, scared money doesn't make money, and that's why John Harbaugh did the right thing there. He kept going for it on 4th down. He kept putting the pressure on Kansas City because you're not beating Kansas City by kicking field goals. You got to match them touchdown for touchdown. They can score from anywhere on the field, from 20 yards out, from 80 yards out. It doesn't really matter. They're that potent an offense. They're arguably the most potent offense we've seen since the greatest show on turf with the Rams back in the day. So you have to absolutely match points for points with them. And Baltimore played to their identity, which is to pull them over and use their power game.
I don't think there's anything wrong about losing a game at Kansas City early in the season. I think you can learn a lot about yourself from that, even though it's a loss. We're taking a break right here. Buy or sell on the other side. We're going to talk about the Eagles. Look at this. No flag on this play. There's a flag on every other play for holding and headless body in topless bar. Nah, no flag on this play. We'll be back with buy or sell.
Ridiculous.
To Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
3-0, plus 89 point differential. You gotta work hard to make that not be the only thing people are talking about with your team.
I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, what was the final straw with Antonio Brown?
Yeah, we're focused on the Jets today.
Thank you, Coach.
That's Belichick yesterday with Dana Jacobson and then Antonio Brown. He's done with the NFL, he tweets. He tweets about Robert Kraft and Ben Roethlisberger. You guys saw those tweets. They've been deleted, but they existed. George, you have any considerations of the latest of the saga?
I'm selling all of it, Tony. Look, this is a situation now where Antonio Brown has played himself out of two teams in a span of a couple of weeks. And you know what? If I'm a player on another team, I don't know if I want him around. If he's going to air dirty laundry from my past, you know, the owner stuff is already bad enough. But just the guys in the locker room, I don't think will buy into
it. Woody Page?
I'm selling that former player. He goes deeper and deeper into an abyss every day of his life. Why doesn't someone reach out to him, including his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who I think didn't tell the truth about other teams being interested, and help this guy somehow? Tell him to go away until he can get his life straight.
Kevin Blackstone?
Well, he lives on the social media platform, and you know what? It was a case of self-immolation in this latest deal with the tweets that got him run out of New England, but there's also a kernel of truth to what he had to say, certainly when he brought up Ben Roethlisberger's cases, which the one of which developed out of a civil lawsuit that turned into a criminal investigation about sexual assault, just as he is facing right now. So there is truth in that.
He's saying there's a double standard with him that other guys in the league didn't necessarily get. Frank Isola, how do you view it all?
It would be nice to see just a little bit of personal accountability from Antonio Brown. I think the saddest part is, you know, this money that he's losing, he's never going to make this money up. He's got five kids. How about thinking about their future for once instead of just thinking about yourself all the time?
We'll move on. Kyle Allen, four touchdowns through the air, 10 yards per pass attempt. A win for the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton had thrown four touchdowns in a game just once in his last 19 games, had passed for 10 yards per attempt just once in his last 28. Panthers announced today Cam will miss another week. So Allen gets another start. Woody, how do you think Carolina looks at Kyle Allen versus Cam Newton at the moment?
Well, you have to remember that Allen started game 17 last year and won that. He's 2-0 as a starter, and Cam Newton lost his eight straight starts dating back to last year. I think he's good for this team in this situation. He's good for McCaffrey, who rushed for 158 yards yesterday. I think they got to continue to go with him and ride this young fellow that I talked about Friday. Would have a chance to win that game against the lousy team.
It's fantastic for the Panthers. I mean, look, you get to rest Cam Newton. He gets a chance to get healthy. You see that this guy holding the clipboard has done a good job doing that, has learned the system, and was able to step up when called upon. That's what you want out of a backup quarterback. It's good for the franchise all
Frank
the way
Isola.
Around.
Well, they beat the Cardinals, who aren't a very good team, but it's still a road win. And I think for Cam Newton, he's the better quarterback, but you wonder if this is, it could be the beginning of the end, because we're talking about health, and Kevin said if he gets healthy. We don't know if that's going to happen. The shoulder and a foot injury, you never know. Maybe this is the beginning of the
George
end.
George Dano?
Tony, look, they don't. You asked the question, how do the Panthers see Cam Newton versus Kyle Allen?
Yeah.
They don't. They see it as a guy who's a really good backup. Their quarterback is hurt. He's been hurt since last season. He's had a shoulder injury. But let's also take the opponent into account here. The Arizona Cardinals are the fifth worst defense. They have the worst offense in the red zone this year. The Carolina Panthers have the fifth best defense in the league. Let's slow down a little bit on this one.
All right, fine. So you think they're viewing it as once Cam Newton is healthy, he's coming back and quarterbacking this team. I understand you. I hear you. Let it clear.
Yes,
if and when.
Lions 27, Eagles 24. Philly is 1-2. We've got good Samaritans catching humans from burning buildings better than their receiving corps right now.
Just start throwing babies out the window.
Wow.
We was catching them. Unlike Aguilar.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to tear us down. Come tear us down. That's,
and that's Lane Johnson, the all-pro offensive lineman as well. KB, what should the Eagles be most concerned about right now?
They should be most concerned about whether or not they can rescue themselves. Two drop touchdown passes in the last 2 weeks by Aguilar. They had a couple of fumbles this week. They let let up a 100-yard kick return, right? I mean, they were doing everything wrong to win this football game, just like they did the other week. And, oh, by the way, Carson Wentz sacked three times for the second time in 2 weeks. Got to clean up.
Frank Isola?
And let's remember, they needed a big comeback to beat Washington at home. To me, the biggest concern, Dallas, 3-0, they look like the class of the division. All we heard all offseason was that Philadelphia has all this great talent, could be the best team in the NFC, haven't seen it.
George?
The biggest concern is Carson Wentz, Tony. He hasn't looked the same since the injury. And there have been numerous reports out of Philadelphia that those guys in that locker room bought into Nick Foles. They're not necessarily buying into Carson Wentz. I think that is his biggest problem. Leadership, and he doesn't look the same.
Woody Page.
Well, first of all, I want to tip my hat to Kevin for a nice performance today in a loss.
Is that an essay,
and I'd like
Woody?
To say that Wentz has made me wince. I mean, I think he's a problem. He's not the same quarterback he was before he got hurt.
They were dropping passes.
He's got a terrible offensive line. Well, but he's got a terrible offensive line, and yes, he's got terrible receivers. But he's the guy in command there, and he's not doing the job.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, half their team is injured. And then the offensive line, I mean, a lot of these sacks yesterday, Blackstone, it seemed like there was plenty of time for Wentz, and he still wasn't getting rid of the ball. We have plenty of time for a showdown, but we're getting rid of Blackstone and Isola right now. Woody, if you have a hat, then you can tip it. You already broke the system. Very well done. And maybe today's the day for 600. Sudano, Page, next.
There's crispy, and then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Could this be the day? Woody Page going for 600, Sedano opposing a world of suck. Who said it? Emmanuel Sanders,
Daniel
your
Sanders.
Man, Woody Page. Yes, we're not talking about Denver 0-3. We are talking about Michigan. How quickly they were in a world of suck versus Wisconsin. It's been pointed out by some. Jim Harbaugh, the coach of Michigan. George, what do you think Michigan starts noticing this?
Now, reality, they look like a team that's rebuilding, not a team that was poised to be in the college football playoff. He's a quarterback who can't get his quarterbacks to play, and now his defense is even failing him, and that was the benchmark of
George,
how good they were the last couple years.
The khaki pants answer is they're going to give him more of a stretch than they would anybody else, but because he can't beat the big teams, if he doesn't beat Ohio State, that's when they begin to really notice again that he's not really the man for Michigan. Mm-hmm. Or the Michelin man.
Or the Michelin man, of course. You know, Woody Page, you have me from if you can't take the kitchens, get out of the heat. Here it is. Win number 600.5.
Yes.
I know you waited.
Yeah. Finally. My best friend in junior high, Brian Brooks, and I built a camera out of wood, and we would do television shows every day. Brian went on to serve in Vietnam, won a Bronze Star, and was editor of the Stars and Stripes, went to Columbia, Missouri, and became a dean at the College of Communications and has taught thousands of young journalists and broadcasters, and he has become an emeritus dean now. And guess what? I've won 600 victories.
Yeah!
We did okay.
There it is, what he paid
in America.
What is that? The porn.
Congrats, Woody. I mean,
what?
You know,
unbelievable.
My father loves you like a father. My son loves you like a son. I mean, you're one of a kind, Woody. We congratulate this on this momentous occasion. All right, I have some dramatic news here. Can we steal the Succession soundtrack for this?
More than this.
Around the Horn, full episodes now available just as they appear on TV, on demand, at ESPN.com or on ESPN, right, the app. That's big news. Ooh. Cousin Greg!